This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Bring in Jason Jones.
Does that ever get better?
I think
like
it's
the injuries, the knacks, all this.
Stuff is overblown. I don't think it's as bad as they say. Like, he was just in the finals. If he's as bad, like, if he was as bad as he was, logically, it doesn't take you to the finals last year.
Do we have to bring up Brian Windhorst's?
That's fine.
He was right.
What did Brian do?
Well, you were talking about the finals when Brian Windhorst laid into Luka Doncic and the way that he plays defense and him being out of shape and all of that. And the discussion we were having was because they were showing Luka with your Lakers there last night at the big celebration for Luka's debut. And I just thought it was his first game since Christmas. Like, he looks like he's moving in slow motion. Even when he's in the air scoring, doing spectacular things that no one else in the league can do, it looks like he's moving in slow motion. And KC was making the argument that he would have traded Luka too because he thinks he's fat and he sucks. So he would have traded him. He's Team Nico.
That's not at all what
What he really was saying was, like, I get the argument. He looks like he's out of shape. You're about to sign this $300 million deal. If he doesn't take it seriously, like, this thing could go ill halfway through.
He already looks different from 5 years ago.
He does.
I don't care.
No, I still do it.
No, I agree. And look, if I'm Rob, yeah, I'm going to take that chance.
Yeah.
Just like if I was Nico, I should have took
and
that
chance.
And
all I got to send is this guy who can't play anyways?
Right.
Shoot.
I feel bad. My hunch is that AD rushed back too fast trying to, you know, I'm going to show, you know, and yeah, now I don't know how long he's going to. Yeah, poor. I feel bad for the guy.
Mm. Yeah, that's tough, man.
That's their problem.
You know, one of the things that we kind of talked about was Nico being at that game last night, fans getting escorted out. Like, Mavs fan, I don't know how you recover from this as a Mavs fan. Like, I couldn't imagine, Jason, you grew up on, you know, the 80s Lakers, or just, like, hell, Kobe. Imagine if they traded Kobe. Like, the Lakers traded Kobe willingly. They'd be like, bro, this would be like, something to drive me away from fandom if my favorite team did something like that.
Like, the Lakers willingly had 25-year-old Kobe and called, like, I don't know, called, I can't even think of a comp. I don't know. They would call, like, San Antonio and be like, you know what? How about for Tim Duncan? That's not even a fair comp to say Tim Duncan, because – Tim Duncan, AD is not Tim Duncan, but even then, San Antonio would have hung up the phone. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a, like, that'd have been, I mean, because there's the whole age part of it, too. Mm-hmm. It's like trading 25-year-old Kobe for 31-year-old Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Or 31-year-old
David
Kevin
Robinson
Garnett.
Or something like that.
Hey, we got, you know, we got, it's like, hey, we got Magic Johnson over here, you know, how about you give us that David Robinson guy for him straight up? And we'll throw in Byron Scott. I mean, I can't really think of a comp just because part of the comp has to be both guys are like all NBA type players, mm-hmm. but one of them just took you to the finals. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's crazy out there. I mean, it kind of, I started getting old back when things got ugly with the Maloofs type vibes with the fans. Mm. Talk about, you know, type of signs you can bring in to the arena. Now, if I was Nico, I just wouldn't show up.
He can't. Yeah, he can. His pompous-ass owner is showing up, but Nico can't.
It's like, come on, give me a break. He shouldn't need extra security over the trade. Mm. I mean, come on. These folks is fighting don't even know Luka.
You know Nico, right?
I think I've probably come across him back in the day, but I wouldn't say I know him.
This was 100% Kobe's guy calling Kobe's guy, feeling like he's the only person in the whole league he could trust to try to execute this.
Yeah. And I mean,
this is Kobe's true legacy right here. This trade is Kobe Bryant's legacy.
Kobe's true legacy is that he ended up not even being on Earth facilitating a deal for Luka.
Yeah, right. Right. That's influence. Forget Jordan, forget LeBron. Kobe got Luka to the Lakers.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. And then they kept showing that whole picture of his last game was a Lakers-Mavs game. This stuff is like out of the movies. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, it's just like I said, you know, fan on the fan cam, fire Nico.
Yeah.
He gets removed. Man.
That's crazy for throwing him out for that though. Mm-hmm. Like that's he didn't even like do anything vulgar.
He didn't threaten him. He didn't say, I'm coming down to your seat.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's, you know, and it's almost like what they don't realize, you're only making it worse.
Yeah, right.
Because now it'll be a badge of honor to get thrown out of a Mavs game for saying fire Nico. Like, they can't even do fan cam anymore. People are going to be like, I'm going to do it next. Hey, you can't throw us all out.
Yeah,
right.
No, you're going to throw everyone out the game now who doesn't like the decision. You know, but it only plays into that whole conspiracy that I don't believe it, but the whole conspiracy that they're trying to make the team terrible so that they can have a reason to move it.
Yeah,
I don't buy that. You know, the tin foil hat people right now are going connecting the dots. I'm like, aha, see?
Yeah, because Nico don't care about that. What's Nico care if this team is like he loses his job? He's out of the league.
Right. Yeah.
He's the guy who's traded Luka Doncic. Like, nah.
That's going to, that'll always be attached to him.
Yep.
No matter what he does. I mean, the only way that ever gets fixed is they win championships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, just the fact that AD's already hurt people out there are probably mad.
That's tough, man. That's tough for AD. Like you said, I think he did kind of rush back. I was. Obviously, it looks like he'll be okay, but I would worry maybe Luka rushing back. I think both of those guys should have waited until after the All-Star break. Like, what are you coming back now for with a couple of days before you get a break and then you ramp back up? I thought they both should have waited until after the All-Star break.
Yeah, but I think if in the Lakers' case, you basically had a scrimmage last night. They're playing Utah. I mean, get him out there, let him scrimmage.
Well, with that said, though.
And they play Utah again, so it's like, you know.
Everybody always plays Utah and Washington.
How many times do you play Utah?
Utah and Washington. That's all these teams play. Well, we got to play OKC and Denver and all these other guys.
Well, we got the Pelicans twice.
Well,
chill now. You know, you're playing. I don't.
Not exactly the time to throw stones right now.
Yeah, I don't even know who plays for the Pelicans right now.
CJ McCollum.
Well, Zion does. There's 70 points right there.
CJ sees the Kings and he's like, I think I'm Steph.
no forgiveness in his heart, man. No forgiveness. Man. Yeah, but I mean, Jazz or not, your boys have won 9 of 10. Like, are we at the point where we're talking about the Lakers like a contender? Like we start talking about them in the West?
I'm not quite all the way there yet, you know, but I'm way better than last year. Mm. I mean, way better than your coach having his hand in his pockets while the team goes on a 20-0 run.
Damn, Darvin.
Oh, man.
Damn, Darvin.
Just standing there like, wow, what's happening? Wow. We're down by 8. I guess I'll call a timeout now.
Oh, man, Darvin. Come on, man.
You know, and now we get, you know, going to get Kings legend Alex Lynn down in L.A.
That's your boy. That's 56 boy.
Yeah, I like Alex, you know. So, yeah, you know, Kings legend Alex Lynn, you know. Should have been Kings legend Luka, you know. It's just, you know, it's popping down in L.A., you know. It's popping, you know. I won't say they're back, but, you know, I'm feeling okay that they won't be in the play-in this year.
One of the things that we talked about last week and you know, kind of like, yeah, you get Luka, but it might not be good this year or anything like that. And then we saw the game against the Clippers. Luka wasn't even playing. But me and Damian said the same thing after we saw that. It was like, yo, LeBron, that franchise, or they look like they just got a jolt of energy. And
yeah. It
hasn't stopped. Like, and then Luka actually played. I said, oh, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. They look like they got a jolt of energy.
Luka out there grinning. LeBron out there, like, just giddy. I mean, it's like it gave him a jolt. Mm. Like, you know, just a jolt of energy, you know. I think all of a sudden a guy like Jackson Hayes, who's not exactly what you would call a starter, he's like, I'm gonna get 10 points off you know, they can run action where it's either Austin. No, Austin's the number three facilitator now.
Austin.
And he's having a good year. Mm. So I mean, and then you got Dorian Finney-Smith, you get Vanderbilt back, you're getting, you know, some of those defensive type guys. Gabe Vincent is back to being the guy who got to help Miami get to the finals. So, I mean, some things are coming together for him. I wish they could have kept Max Christie, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, you know. They got Dalton Knecht back, even though they weren't planning on having him back. My man went from the Lakers to last place in the NBA back to the Lakers. Then Charlotte issued that crazy statement about, we didn't want him. We didn't want a trademark, but the other team was so aggressive in pursuing him. You know, that's gonna be fellas line. Like, I didn't want to holler at that girl, but she was so aggressive and sued me. I had no choice. I didn't want to do it, but she was just aggressive. And then Trey goes through. They go to the league talking about make them take the guy now.
That doesn't a rescinded trade. This doesn't happen very often, does it? I've never heard Charlotte doing what they're doing, but
yeah, the last time I remember it happening, honestly, was the was rescinded. Was remember back in the day, Robert Horry got traded to Detroit.
Yeah, wasn't that after Houston? He threw the towel in Danny Ainge's face?
No, that was before he got traded to Detroit from Houston, I think.
Okay,
or something like that, and someone failed physical. Yeah. Then he ended up in Phoenix, and then that's when he threw the towel. And
was it,
you know,
that was for Otis Thorpe, wasn't it?
It was something like that. Yeah,
Otis Thorpe was supposed to go to Houston.
I forgot what it was, but yeah, Robert Horry had a rescinded trade. So I mean, but yeah, you don't see that often, because usually if you know a guy has bad medicals, but you want to make the deal, you just waive the physical. My guess is that they told him, yeah, he's got this and this, but he's cool. Then they get him, and they're like, oh, my God, you got this, this, and this. Mm. And I think if it wasn't past the deadline, maybe you just renegotiate the terms.
Wait a minute. This is great. Someone wrote an article on the top five rescinded trades.
Oh, wow.
The Houston Rockets acquired Sean Elliott from the Detroit Pistons in 1994 in exchange for Robert Horry. However, the Rockets rescinded the trade after Elliott had failed his physical.
Yeah, Sean Elliott. That's right.
Danny Fortson, shout out to our man Stanley.
Stanley, what up?
In 2000, Tyson Chandler to the Thunder. Danny Fortson was traded. Let's see. The Raptors sent Alvin Williams and Sean Marks to the Boston Celtics in exchange for Danny Fortson. However, the Raptors rescinded the trade after Fortson failed his physical.
Well, big Danny Fortson, that's, yeah. I'll just leave it there.
It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Number one is Chris Paul, huh?
I remember the Ori one.
Well, that's not rescinded.
True.
That
true,
was just, true. Nope, this isn't happening.
True.
We speculated whether David Stern was alive if he would have gotten the note about the Luka Anthony Davis trade. He'd have been like, no. Just
trade him to the Clippers. Just,
no,
trade him to the Clippers.
Absolutely not.
Do you know how that works, Jason? Like, what is the first point of contact with the league? Obviously, I guess it used to be a fax, but like, how does that work now?
What made the David Stern one different was that, remember, the Hornets didn't have ownership. Mm-hmm. So David Stern was acting as their owner. Mm-hmm. And so that what made that tough.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I know, you know, Dell Demps thought he had the authority to run the team and found out he didn't, you know? And so I think I forget. Yeah. So now the way, I mean, I'm imagining how it goes now is, you know, you get, because remember, I would say you have to have the trade call you agree to it. You have to have the call with the league where you go over the terms and make sure everything matches up line for line, you know, salaries and all that before it becomes official. And usually the stuff is just, you know, it's like semantics when you get to the call. You know, if you get into the trade call, you're normally not backing out or anything crazy like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so that, then,
that's the first official, like, the NBA is that call, like the three-way call, and the NBA takes down all the notes, and then that's when it's
pretty official. Much essentially, yeah, you know. And what made it funny was that with Dallas, there was a fan who was protesting, saying, "See, it's Sunday. The NBA office can't open until Monday. See, we can still veto this trade." I'm like, no, this is, we're in 2025. They can do a trade call anytime now. I'm saying, like, back in the day where you had to, like, fax stuff and, you know, you can do that almost anytime now you want.
That sounded like, this ain't funny, but that sounded like when people were like, you know, the Electoral College, they don't have to vote the same.
Well, that's true.
Legally, they don't have to.
Somebody like, find them. Tell them no.
Do this. You know, cross our fingers. We might be able to make this work.
Said it's a done deal, guys. It's a done deal.
Now, I had never seen so many. Yeah, this has been a really interesting trade deadline.
Yeah. I'd say so.
I'd. That's the word I would use. Is interesting.
Very, very, very interesting.
What you think about Jimmy Butler? On the Warriors, we're just kind of, I think Jesse just asked us, you know, can they be like a real contender now with Jimmy Butler on that squad?
I don't know if I mean, contender? Contender for what, to make the playoffs?
Win it all. Come out the West.
No. I still don't see it. I mean, are they?
I got to watch them. I haven't watched the Warriors game since he's been there. I want to watch him, but I don't think so. I just can't.
I mean, no, I can't say win the West. No. When I look at that team, I mean, their only option is to play a team. Their best probably option is to play a team where everyone's 6'5 and they're 6'6 and under, which is cool until you run into a team with someone 6'8 who can actually play. I mean, like, their version of small ball, even if they're playing a team like, say they're playing a team like Sacramento. Sacramento normally, you know, say before the deadline, it's a little different now, but before the deadline, there aren't many times people would say, Sac has the advantage in physicality and size. They're a much bigger team than the Warriors now. You know, so I just can't see. I mean, they're still giving Buddy Hield rotation minutes, you know. You know, when that could be good or that could be crazy. You know, I just think they're too small. I just think they're too small of a team overall. And I think Jimmy helps them in late game situations now that you know that they won't just be, okay, we need Steph to save the day. But, I mean, that's a pretty hefty financial commitment to Jimmy Butler. How old is Jimmy?
36.
Yeah.
That's a big, it almost screamed, like, what did somebody, that one meme when they said, the Warriors were that team at the club at 1:58 a.m. They were going to get something before 2. They was leaving with somebody.
No, they did it.
Yeah, they was calling about everybody.
They were. Yeah, they sure were. Well, that's fine.
They was a brother on a Saturday night just hard up on his luck wondering if his ex might just pick up the phone. Hey, how you doing, KD? It's been a minute. What's up? I'm just thinking about you. How's your mom doing?
Yeah, boy. How's your mom doing?
That boy KD said, nope. He got the Warriors on his phone as do not answer.
Yeah, he said, you got the same little bad kid at the house? Nope. I'm not playing with that kid. No, I'm not dealing with that kid no more. That kid hit me last time. And I can't hit him back. No, nope.
He told, come back. He told his mom, Shams, like, let them know, stop calling. I don't want anything to do with them.
God, I've moved on. I thought you were happy without me. You know, we had our time. It's over.
We joked. We got all our jokes off about Jimmy and Draymond. I ain't even think. Wait till Jimmy get a hold of Prime Buddy.
Oh, man.
Wait till Buddy jacks up a 33-footer with 20 seconds left on the shot clock.
And they're down one.
Oh, man, give me that.
How many bad Buddy shots have altered teams? That was like the downfall of Dave Yeager. I mean, we saw Harrison Barnes lose his cool for like the second time in life. I mean, GP3 wants, like, GP2 is like trying to choke him. I mean, like,
it's still my favorite Tyrese moment when he throws the ball up from half court with like 7 seconds left and Tyrese chases it down, puts it back, turns around, makes the shot, turns around and looks right at Harrison. What the F was that?
And Harrison goes, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. You're right. I want to see Jimmy. If Jimmy was annoyed by Andrew Wiggins and Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing until Chavano goes Chavano on you.
You know it's bad when somebody's just like, I don't know, man. What are you going to do?
Well, no, it's even funnier. He tracked down the ball, got the shot, like got the points. And his first instinct was to turn around. What the F was that?
Oh,
poor Harrison, brother. The senator, had no answers. Like, I don't know.
You just got to live with it, bro.
Harrison's going to go, I'm going to read a book or something. I can't do this.
Can't deal with this dude. What do you think about the numbers that came out? I know you wrote about Kendrick's halftime performance today. Casey and I are kind of looking a little side-eyed at some of these Super Bowl numbers where they say 126 million people watched that nasty game with like no intrigue whatsoever, and then the halftime numbers come out with 133 million, I think, watched Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. We'll start with the numbers, then get to the performance. You buying these numbers that the NFL put out today in Apple Music?
I never know with the numbers. I just never know. So, I mean, I take them for what they – I do believe there was a – I believe a lot of people watched to see what he not like us. I think there was a certain curiosity level to it, you know. But I don't know what the numbers mean. I mean, I don't know if it's watched – you know, they say it's watched live, and they say, well, it's the most watched thing on YouTube. Like, is that people watching it over again? Is this unique view? There's just too much into it, but I don't know what to believe. I really don't.
Well, I just put two and two together. I saw Vince McMahon there. Vince McMahon might have pulled Roger Goodell's side and
this
said,
"This is how you do it.
Let me tell you how to do this. We've been doing this for years.
This is how you do it."
Just
first off, there's 90,000 people at this game.
Yeah, that's right.
There's 93,000. What there are?
Yeah. So, well, Vince, it only sits 70,000. Like,
nope.
Don't worry about it.
93,172.
We added extra seats that you can't see that are obstructed.
That's right. It's got to be 93,172 because this is an Andre versus Hogan.
Did you guys know there is an obstructed view seat in the Superdome?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder how much that went for.
A grip.
You can only see like half the field or something like that.
Somebody paid for it.
I do not want to be in the building that bad. What did you think of the performance? I know you wrote about it over in the New York Times.
I'm a big old fan, you know.
What's the whole thing say?
Oh, put up on the deck. Gotcha. Yours is on the way. You want one, right, Kenny? You want one?
I mean, sure. You're going to give it to me. I'm weird. I ain't got no problem with it. Not you guys.
Could,
I don't hate either one of these
he
guys.
He could wear his Drake jacket over the top of it and support both of them.
He could wear with an OVO hat.
Yeah, well, he's got an OVO jacket. Oh, you got a hat too?
I don't have a hat. No,
you got just the jacket.
Although they got those other OVO, like the sports teams Letterman jackets. Those things is fire.
No, I'm sure they'll
like
the
next joint.
Either way, I wouldn't want a bird on like my Raider jacket. Like, why is this bird here? Why is there a bird on my Dodger hat? Like, I don't understand why this bird is here.
I don't know. It looks good, though. It looks good. The Knicks one is my favorite. They have a Lakers one, too. But the Knicks and the Bulls one is kind of fire, too. But the Knicks one is fire.
Yeah, I'll let you get that, I'll let you get that. But, you know, I'll see if they got any more of these left in that Luka jersey you asked me about.
didn't ask anybody for no stinking Luka jersey.
Okay, it's okay. I mean, we won't out you, but yeah, you know.
What'd you think of the performance?
I enjoyed it. You know, I think this is one of those things where if you're in tune with, you know, Kendrick and you're a hip-hop head, you loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of people who didn't like it because they were like, they didn't want to think that much. They're like, I don't, you know, like, why is Uncle Sam here? I saw some very conservative people who were confused, who thought it was a very patriotic performance. They were like, look at this. He's got red, white, and blue. The women are covered. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
And that I felt, I was like, You thought he was saluting America? This is great. Like, I mean, the number of people who were just lost, you know, and the way I figured, I've sat through plenty of Super Bowl halftime performances where people I didn't know or didn't care about. So whatever. Yeah, you know, I think people, but I thought it was creative. I thought the whole video game thing was mm-hmm. cool. I think anytime you can get Samuel L. Jackson involved in anything, that's going to be cool. You know, and I know Sam probably wanted to cuss, you know. I love the Serena part.
Yeah, Serena killed it.
Yeah,
I didn't really understand what Sam was there for.
Other than
to be Uncle Sam, yeah, like I didn't really
black Uncle Sam.
So. Yeah, I think he was
there from to kind of narrate the tension between male culture.
Yeah,
you know. Like, hey, don't do that. You're too ghetto.
That's right. It's really glaring. Like, okay, he's telling a message here when he goes into, like, I think he came out of Squabble Up and went into Humble, and he was like, no. Don't do that. That's too ghetto. You know,
and then when it slows down, he's like, there we go. America wants nice.
Yeah.
Now, don't you mess that up. And then he goes into 40 Acres and a Mule.
Yeah.
I said, I was just amazed at how uncomfortable it made people. And I think, normally the Super Bowl halftime, you go with your nostalgia, your guaranteed mm-hmm. hits, mm-hmm. the songs everyone knows. For him to lean into the new album like that,
mm-hmm.
part of it was probably, part getting ready for the tour. That was probably the gutsiest part of it all to me, was that if he had come out and done, DNA, Humble, Swimming Pool, mm-hmm. All Right, just leaned right into all the popular stuff, all the stuff, did that. No one would have thought that was crazy. Mm-hmm. But I think that he kind of took a chance. Like, he opened it with Bodies, and I was like, what song is
this? That's crazy. Yeah, that was nuts.
I said, hold up. I said, which one is this? I had to go back. Oh, that's Bodies. Like I said, he took some chance. I enjoyed the show.
Which isn't available, by the way. The record's not out. That's the snippet record, right?
Yeah, the snippet record. But I thought it was a really L.A. show or a West. I think that part where they did Man in the Garden mm-hmm. and Peekaboo, that was like, to me, was a very Bay Area part of it. The way, I said, I see the dreads and the grills, and they were, I said, that was a nod to the Bay. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a very L.A. West Coast show. And the one thing I will push back against, no, Lil Wayne could not have done better. We did not even see Lil Wayne with his styrofoam cup up there mumbling and about to fall off stage. No one needed that.
There's no need to disrespect Lil Wayne's catalog.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying that.
Brought to the table. I thought Kendrick is an artist, so that it wouldn't have been that for Lil Wayne. Like, he's not the artist that Kendrick is. I thought Kendrick did a really good job. I'm one of the people who a couple of songs on the set list I wish were different. I wanted to hear All Right. I wanted to hear All Right in front of the president. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be like perfectly clear. This is what I'm saying. There were things, little Easter eggs about the show that I ain't afraid to admit. I didn't get the first time. Then I went back, read up on it. Oh, okay. I see what he was doing there. And it changes the perspective of the show a little bit for me. But I thought he did a really good job, man. I thought he did. What I expected. I expect a certain level of quality from Kendrick Lamar, and he delivered on that.
And I think if you've ever been to one of his concerts, his concerts are stories.
Yeah.
And at the end, and I think this is the first time I've ever heard of a Super Bowl halftime show sparking conversations between parents and children. Like, let's sit down and discuss what that means. I thought on so many levels it was dope like that, because, I mean, that's the hip hop I grew up on. I grew up on, the Chuck D's and stuff like that. The early Ice Cube, that type of stuff, where sometimes you would listen and be like, well, he's saying, there was symbolism. We had fun too, but I thought that's what I really enjoyed it. So, like I said, to me, it was a throwback. In a lot of ways, it was a kind of like throwback type hip hop with the messaging. And like, you looked at the guys who liked it, they were like, no, Chuck D liked it. Mm-hmm. Jermaine Dupri liked it. Those people were like, that was dope. It wasn't, it made you think. And I think a lot of, and if we're being honest, most people don't want to think. And if that's why people were uncomfortable. I know people told me, I didn't like it. I don't want to think. I'm like, that's cool. You know, everyone has their preference, but you know, someone said it was the worst halftime show ever. I'm like, no, it wasn't the worst. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the worst ever.
I'm pretty sure Coldplay was a halftime show once.
Yeah, like, you know, they did give us Maroon 5 one year. Didn't old boy take his shirt off during the show?
Mm.
And like, to some people, Coldplay was dope. Like, it's cool. Like, if you're not big on that genre, if you're not big on hip hop, that you're like, I wasn't feeling it. Like, cool. It wasn't necessarily for you. Like, it's cool. Like, you may think U2 is great. I'm not interested in their music. That doesn't mean, because I'm not interested, that doesn't mean they're not good at what they do. You know what I mean?
And it doesn't mean it was a bad show. Yeah. What struck me was that, from what I was just seeing, the type of people who were offended, and it made me say, you know what? So you can watch a game where this is the culture of the people you watch and say you love and you support. I love, you know, Saquon Barkley, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Jalen Hurts. I love these guys. But a part of their culture that may be important to them that they enjoy turns you off so much. Like, it's just disgusting to you. And I'm like, I've sat through so many different shows where I didn't have a clue what was going on. That didn't make it a bad show. That didn't mean I hated the people who performed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? If Coldplay is performing, you know, I'm like, okay, it's Coldplay. I've heard them, but
that's don't make a sandwich.
I always tell people, everything in sports is optional. You don't have to watch. You don't have to sit through the show. Like, you knew before the show started, you weren't a Kendrick Lamar fan.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like you found out halfway through, oh my God, this is a real black show. Like, you knew what this was going to be. I don't think any of us expected like a very pop friendly show from Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I'm like, yeah, if you were mad, no big deal. I mean, I've gotten up and left, you know, before. I'm like, all right, I don't want to listen to this. You know, but I enjoyed it. I'm admittedly biased, but I enjoyed it. And I like to think I can enjoy all genres of music. So I saw a lot of fake outrage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I couldn't understand a word he said. I'm like, okay, all right, here we go. But like I said, I thought it was well put together, you know, good show. Right. You know, and then there's so many little like Easter eggs and things, you know. And thing is, Kendrick never actually speaks on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he lets us sit on the internet and all debate what everything means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, Jay. As always, that article, by the way, is over on The Athletic right now, Jay. We appreciate you. Thank you, my brother.
It's got a gang of comments on it. Apparently, it's made people happy or mad. So,
congratulations. That's the reaction you want. Yeah. Give me one or the other.
Exactly.
Don't give me any difference.
Before I go, hey Kenny, the Dodgers hired some advisor dude. They used to work for the Giants.
Goodbye. I don't know who it is. He was sent there to destroy the franchise, and he did the job.
But you're wearing that hat today, so I had to say something.
Appreciate you, Jay.
All right, Jay. Y'all, take it easy.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.